like to try on Mirtz Hashem today to look at one of the Arbavanim, one of the four sons, to try to have a deeper understanding of what this child is all about. We know the Arbavanim, the four sons, the first one is a wise son, the second, the wicked son. Let's take a look for a moment in source one. What does he say? What purpose is this work to you? And therefore blunt his teeth and tell him, it is because of this that Hashem did so for me when I went out of Egypt. And then we darshan it out, for me, but not for him. Had he been there, he would not have been redeemed. The next one, the Tam, the simple son. What does he say? What is this? Tell him with a strong hand, did Hashem take us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. The son we're to focus in on today. As for the son who is unable to ask, the Vishaino Yodea Lishon, you must initiate the subject for him. At Pitachlo, you have to open it up for him. As it is stated, you shall tell your son on that day, Shenemar v'gadet levincha lemor, it is because of this that Hashem did so for me when I went of Egypt, avurzas Hashem li b'tzeiti mimitzrayim. So quite a number of questions that are asked. As the Matan Chaim notes in source number 2, some of the questions, Hatshuva shenemra v'tora l'shiv l'ben arasha, Pasuk zeh v'gadet levincha, he hatshuva shenemra v'tora l'shiv l'ben arasha, when we take a look at the Haggadah, the pasuk that we use for the wicked son, it is because of this Hashem did so for me when I went out of Egypt, it's the exact pasuk we answer to the Sheino Yodei Elisha. So what's going on here? The Sheino Yodei Elisha is like a Russia, God forbid, like he doesn't know how to ask, so you give him the answer like a Russia, but yet it's different. For the Russia, you say, happened to me, but not to you. The Sheino Yodei Elisha, the one who doesn't know how to ask, you just leave it at that, which is very strange. Why is the same answer given? Sort of the same answer given. Oj Shleir, further, Lemor, L'chora miyutari, sharekvar kriti v'gata v'incha, v'yara ui l'chto miyad v'avurza. The pasuk itself, and this is the pasuk that the idea of Haggadah comes from, this is a pasuk which is the foundation of the whole night of Seder, so it's very imperative that we study it. Pasuk says, "V'gadet levincha," you should tell your child, "Lemor," saying, "Because of this, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt." The word "Lemor" throughout Chumash is an extra phrase. If you have "V'gadet levincha," you shall tell. Then "Lemor," saying, is obvious, and this is true of "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor," and Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying. Every time you have the word lemor, when in the same phrase there is another phrase of speech, the word lemor has to be understood, right? It's usually lemor ledoros, to tell future generations, to speak, to get a response. The Rechaim HaKadosh generally is the one who will speak about this language, but it has to be examined. And in our pasuk, what is the Gadat Levincha lemor? Furthermore, At Pitachlo, this is also interesting. Why at, feminine, and not ata, masculine? Pitachlo, what does it mean you shall open up for him? And we know, and as the Otsar Mefarshei Agada points out, Lufi she'ein bekatuv zeh she'elat kol shehi, harei shemudvar bevein she'en yodei Elisha. In all the other bunim, and they're all coming from Sukkim in the Chumash, right? On this day, if your child should ask, and then a response, in all the other children, it says, Chacham Mahu Omer, Mahavodah, Rasha Mahu Omer, what does he say? And then we respond to him. In each case, they're asking a question, and we respond. The Sheino Yodei Elisha is, V'gadet Levincha, you should say, but it wasn't prefaced by a question. Therefore, we know it's the Sheino Yodei Elisha. He doesn't even know what to ask. So you have to open him up to give him the answer, because he's not even in a position of asking. And we need to ask ourselves, talking about asking, well, who exactly is the Sheino Yodei Elisha? So we have question one, why are we giving the same answer as the Russia? Question number two, why do we have the word lemor? Question number three, what is the significance of at and petachlo? Question number four, if we were to give a character description of the Sheino Yodei Elisha, who exactly is this child? And that's why if you take a look at the Haggadahs that have illustrations, you will see the Sheino Yodei Elisha illustrated in many different ways, because he's a little bit more complex, and the Chacham is straightforward, and the Rasha is straightforward. But who is the Sheino Yodei Elisha? And we need to try to investigate that as well. I'd like to try to use as a structure of this shir is something that Shvili Pinchas points out in Source 4, that when you're being Osek B'Torah, you have to look at it B'Dalin Madregos of Pardes, Pshat Remesh Drash and Sot. He notes that this, for the Megale Mukos, is Keneged the Arvabanim. The four sons can be understood on these four levels of interpretation, where the Shenei Delisho would be compared to the Pshat, the simple level. But we know in each one of these levels is found these levels. So I'd like to try to look, in simple English, at the Shenei Delisho on Pshat level, try to work through, even though nothing's Pshat, on the first level, try to just work through our questions to get a sense of what this child is all about. On the second level, I'd like to then take a look at the Shenei Delisho B'Derech Drash, how we can darshan out a whole different understanding of what the Shenei Delisho is about. And then Rirtz Hashem on the third level, we're not going to do Sod, my friend's secret is beyond me, on the third level of Remeth, it's hinting at, and what the Shenei Delisho hints at for us in our lives, and its relevancy for our lives. And we'll see, there's a tremendous amount to learn here. One really needs paper and pen, so if you're cooking or driving, I hope you have one nearby, well, maybe not driving, to be able to follow, we'll do the best we can. We'll begin with a general introduction of Vayomer Yehuda, the Rav of Telstone, where he says, Keneged Arba Banim 5a, Divrei Torah, Baal Hagada Baal Lomedo Tanu Ketzad HaTorah Kedoshah Mitayaches L'Chol Ben V'Ben. The Torah is very careful to speak to each and every child without exception. This is why, one of the reasons, Hashem is called Shakai, Sheish Dai B'Torato L'Chol Echa V'Echa. There's enough in the Torah that speaks to every single type of person. No one should ever say, well, the Torah doesn't speak to me. And that's why, continuing in the Lel HaSeder, this is the time, Rabbi Biederman brings us down in his Haggadah Berachayim, there's an auspicious time. It's embedded in the night, where the children are more receptive to Amunah than to all year, that the children are ready to listen. They're anxiously awaiting this night or these nights. And that's why he says, Im yesh lo orchim, even if you have guests at your table, lo yishkach mi banav haktanim v'yesh latele tadad al kach. Really pay attention. The night is about v'igana to levincha. It's not a night for entertainment. Tonight to really focus on one's children. And just like the Arba Minim, the four species, includes all the types, even the Arava, which doesn't have a tam or reach, a taste or a smell, it is also included with the lulav, the esrog, and the hadassim. You need to include all aspects of your children, even though those who may be distant. And as Rav Shvadron points out in his Haggadah in Source 6, lo olam ein li ja'esh me'af yelet, never give up on any child. Ish gam li zaher me'ot tamim, shalo litchot yelotim, never push a child away. Gam elosh shavavim hagormim hafra'ot merubot, even those who cause a lot of, whether through their passive aggressiveness or through their comments, they cause a lot of disruption. You don't know where a child is going to land up. Do the best you can to draw them in, and tonight is the night to be able to do this. Now, if we're saying that we have to draw in all types of children, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, Shein Yudei Elisha, well, let's try to get a sense of who is this Shein Yudei Elisha. So, one approach, which the Mayan HaMoed brings down in Source 9, is ki rabim heim sheinam yodim lishol. There are millions of people who literally don't know to ask. It's not a little child. It could be an adult, for that matter. Shein yodei lishol is a person, milyon yoladim yodim, sheinam yodim lomar shai Yisrael. It's these children, it's these, you have this a lot in the Israeli army where they teach basic, you know, why is the Kotel so special? Why is Eretz Yisrael so special? These people don't even know where to begin, where to end. They're totally lost. So, you know, they speak about the very famous word. It's quoted a lot. Rabbi Spiro, in his latest Haggadah, Touched by Our Seder, just came out. Excellent addition to one's table. A lot of beautiful stories. Where he brings that famous word of the Chacham is the first generation that came to America. The Rasha is the second generation and rebelled. The Tam is the third generation who sees his grandfather, but also is influenced by his father. And he says, Mazo, what's going on? The fourth child is Shein Yodei Elisha, the fourth generation. The grandfather's already long gone. All he sees is his grandfather and his father. And he doesn't even know what to ask because there's nothing to ask. And the fifth generation, which isn't brought in the Haggadah, is the child doesn't even show up. And who knows if he's even Jewish. Having said that, so that Sheino Yidei Lishol are the, unfortunately, millions of Jews who are Jews but don't even know what to ask because they don't know beginning A, B's, and C's. And those type of people, as the Tiv HaGadah Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz points out, At Petachlo, the famous idea of At, is Aleph to Tuf. Teach him the Torah that are in Kapramat, is that's composed of the 22 letters of the alphabet, from Aleph to Tuf, and then you're able to open such a person up, even if they're very far away from Yiddishkeit, through the power of Torah. Rabbi Frant, in his second to latest Sefer, It's Never Too Late, It's Never Enough, It's Never, I don't know, I lost the title somewhere, it's a long title, It's Never, I just know it as a white Sefer, has a whole essay on Kiruv, It's Not Just for Pros, how all of us can use the Koach HaTorah to influence people. One of my favorite stories in that article, in that essay, is of a Bavur Chassid who walks into an independent savings bank in Borough Park and sees a partner for Torah flyer. And he thinks, you know, that would be nice to do, to learn with somebody. And he calls them up, and usually they're very good about matching, even though in this case it's clearly Ribono Shel Olam. And he gets this fellow, not religious, from Westminster, Maryland, outside of Baltimore. And he calls him up and he says, you know, in the stick Yiddish accent, I got Bubba Rechassid, you're getting this picture? And he says, what do you want to learn? And he's like, what? Oh yeah, I sort of signed up. And the guy just wants to be polite and like, how can he get off the phone? So the Bubba Rechassid said, Vavasra? No, Vavmasiya? I don't care, we're going to Vavmasiya. He said, no, maybe I was thinking of something more along the lines of ethics, of our fathers. You know, he's, again, trying to just be polite to get this guy off the phone. Ethics? Oh, Pirkei Avos. Sure, Pirkei Avos. We can learn Pirkei Avos. You know, the sticky Yiddish accent. And he says, okay, I'll call you next week at this time. And the fellow says, yeah, call me next week at this time. The PS of the story is, 11 years later, this fellow is living in Baltimore, fully from, and the Bavur Chassid in him are continuing to learn. Why? Because it's a Koach of Torah. It bridges all gaps. It bridges the gap of language. It bridges the gap of culture. It's able to have a language of its own. At Petachlo. Learn the Koach of Torah and see the Torah speaks for itself. So that could be one type of option of Sheino Yidei Lishon. Another is, Rav Gamliel brings down, this is a child who is like, you know, apathetic. Oh, you know, he shows up at the Seder, but he has no interest in anything that's going on. You have to open him up. How can you be ma'orer in him? And that's the job of the parent, to make him interested, to make him want to learn. You know, sitting there like, oh, when is this going to be over? You know, like that attitude. Like it's written all over his face. Like, I have to be here. Like, how much longer? You have to get him motivated and interested. The third option of who this Sheino Yidei Lishol is, and again, this is a very common option, is as it sounds, he's a little child. He doesn't know what to ask. You know, he's a four-year-old kid, and he's just sitting there like, you know, sweet with, you know, pudgy cheeks, and you just want to, like, kiss him. Ad Petachlo understands, but Peace Farm Sofrim points out in Source 10 that Ad is the mother. The mother's job is to open up the Shari Ora to show this child with love and with warmth and the mother's special touch of how beautiful Yiddishkeit is. V'dvarei imo yasu roshem shalo yimcheh b'leif hayelet bavano nakimikol siag. That the child who is so pure is going to be open and wide-eyed and wanting to learn. The mother's job is to be able to get this child to a place where there's enthusiasm and a passion that then the father and or whoever teaches the child can then grow as the child grows older. And as Ramirsky notes in his Haggadah, Shagama Aim Mitzave Bechinuch Habanim, a woman is also obligated to teach her children. And he brings down the footnote, Machloket, our woman Chayiv and Chinuch, however you in obligated in educating their children, however you want to understand that Machloket, that differing of opinions, the night of the Seder, it's a special mitzvah of teaching your child. And since women are Chayiv in all the mitzvahs of the night, they're also, it would seem, Chayiv in mitzvah of Haggadah, of telling the story, so they have an equal obligation to open up their child tonight to be able to have them want to learn and to give them this passion and enthusiasm. So we've seen Shane Oyege Lisho could be someone who just doesn't know what to ask because they are so far connected from Yiddishkeit. It could be somebody who knows a lot but is just totally uninterested and just, you know, been you know, has no connection to it now and is totally distant. Or somebody who's just hasn't had the experience yet because they're taka so little. In all three cases, whoever it may be, 13, our job is ad petachlo, the malbim, klomar, ash sheino yodei lisho matzvo, even if they don't know how to ask themselves, lo tomlar lo matzvecha, just don't start teaching them and talk to them. Rak ad petachlo, rather what should you do? And this is so fundamental, and anyone who is in the teaching field, or any parent, or any friend, or basically that means anybody, aselo petach likanesimo bedvarim, make for them an opening that you can have a conversation with them. At petachlo, make for them a petach, that they're then going to be able to be interested in what you have to say. And that's the idea of the gadata levincha leimor. Teach your child in such a way, leimor, that they're going to have, that they're going to ask leimor, that you are now going to respond to their question and say above words that. The higarita, hagodas from hamshacha, draw them in such a way that it will create a need in them, that the one ask, and they're wanting to ask, will then allow you to answer. But the key is that you have to create that opening. As Rav Emanuel Bernstein points out in his Haggadah, Rashi comments on the words you open for him in order that he will ask. Rashi is telling us that there will be little impact made on a child whose curiosity is not aroused. Even when the child, and again, child doesn't have to be a child, as we mentioned, is not volunteering questions, the response is not simply to tell him the answer anyway, rather, it is to give him an opening so that he will ask. As noted above, the verse cited as the source contains two differing verbs, haggadah, harsh or difficult words, and amira, pleasant words. Here the message is, v'igadka l'bincha, speak to your son in a way that will arouse his curiosity. Bring your son to a place where the events of the evening are difficult for him to understand. The goal of this approach is lay more that your words of explanation will then take the form of resolving his difficulties and satisfying his curiosity. Then there is room for hope that your answers will have an impact. And again, it is up to every parent in the way that they know their children and the best pedagogical methods that they want to employ in order for the child to do this. You may want to raise philosophical questions at the Seder, which you know are bothering your children, and through, you know, making these statements, you're almost like edging them on. You got it done, tough, at the last. You know, like, thank you, God, for taking us out of Egypt. It was such a hard place. And, you know, God, we know you put us in there, but you took us out. And you want to arouse the child to say, well, hold on. If you put us in there, why are we thanking you for taking us out? Just don't put us in. We want to be taken out. You want him to argue. You want him to question. You want to get him. Whether it's kissing the maror, which some people of the minhag, the lekach v'alibu brings down. You want your child to say, you're kissing the maror, and you say to them, yeah. You know what maror represents? Yeah, it represents bitterness. Well, why are you kissing it? Ah, opening up a dialogue. Another approach, and this is not a shiur on how to educate children at the Seder night, I leave for the educators, is to assign different parts of the Haggadah before Pesach to different parts of people in the family, and again using Seichel, and say to them, you present this part in any way you want. You want to make an art demonstration beforehand, you want to have a Dvar Torah, you want to put on a skit, you know, here are the people that are going to be in our Seder, engage them. And at least by having them participate, you've opened that petach, you've opened that opening that they become part of it. And again, using seichel to give what you know will be the best part to the best person. And I know some people even make a big poster, you know, presenting for the evening, you know, the following cast of characters with their name and the part of the Haggadah that they're going to be teaching or going to be explaining. And there's, you know, like, da-da-dum. Drum roll, so-and-so is going to be up for bat. And again, it brings in this participation. now that we've moved to the idea of, we've spoken about who the Sheni HaDeli Shol is, and we've spoken about the idea of At, from Aleph to Tav, where the At is the mother, the feminine, that feminine touch is so important, whether it's the mother itself or the father who has to, you know, operate in a way that's going to draw in and not push away. Petach, you have to open an opening where they're going to be interested in understanding what's going on. Lamor, as we just saw, the Lamor is get them interested in such a way that they're going to ask. A number of other ideas on Lamor, before we get to the one that I want to focus in on in Lekach Valibuth, he notes a couple. One is Lamor, have the child speak after you. Have him say, Bavur Zeh, because of this, of Sa Hashem Li. So it's not like the Ben HaRasha that we point a finger you, but not, you know, me, but not you. But rather, it's the same Pasuk, because this is the essence of the Seder Night Yashem, took me out of Egypt. But it's not, we don't then darshan, you know, had you been there, you wouldn't have been taken out, because Lamor, the child repeats this back. You're talking about a small child, so it's just the verbatim of what the parents are saying. Or, 18, you should teach your children Lamor, that they should then be able to give it over to the next generation. As we mentioned, Lamor often is for future generation. The impact of the Seder, Bechamimus Vihitlavos, with that love and that enthusiasm should be such a way that you're not only teaching your children right now, you're teaching your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, because we know the way the Seder is run has such an impact on how then those children are going to run their Seder, right? All of us can think back, if you grew up with a Pesach Seder, so distinctly, so many details. A Seder night is something that makes a lasting impression on each and every person's soul. And that's a Lamor to be able to continue it on. He then brings an idea of the Derech HaMelech, which is a beautiful idea, the Pishnetzer, Rebbe, who quotes an idea from the Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Luzhinsk. The Pasuk by Maamon Har Sinai says that Hashem came down, let's find it, and he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the idea being, he says here, is that it's not Lamor that you should say that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but rather what? That the idea, that the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be such that you're going to be able to give this knowledge over to others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and said these words, Lamor, saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Again, how do we know, what's the litmus test that you are successful in really inculcating within yourself belief in Hashem? Hakura mivchan ad kama hanochi nikba belibo, to what extent is this anochi part of you? It's ad sheyeh b'diburav lashpia lacherim. If you're able then to share with others, if you have the ability of Lamor to tell others about the anochi Hashem Elokecha, then you know it's part and parcel of who you are. And on this, the Derech HaMelech in Source 20 notes that this is what makes a human special. You know, we speak about there's a domain, inanimate, someach, vegetative, chai, the animal world, and then the medaber, the world of speech. So he says that, you know, there are other aspects of creation that speak. What is the koach, what's the power of human that they know how to speak? So he says that what is unique to humans in their speech, ki be'emet nitan l'adam koach, it's the power, shadibur shelo yikanes l'toch hashomea, that you, what a person has the ability and capacity not just to speak, anyone could speak, right? You can have, you know, some animals and some birds that speak, you know, a parakeet or whatever. They can repeat after you. They can speak. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the koach hadivor, shelo laviaskalo l'tocha v'ro hashomea, that you can be able to impart information, and to the point where the person standing near you, it will reach b'pnimiyut libo, as a deeper kumlis halev, then the speech becomes the quill of the heart. Umachnis l'tocha shomeat ha-sagana medaber, and you're really giving over and imparting what you're trying to say. It's like an arrow into the heart of the other person. As we always say, dvarim ha-yotzi min halev, nichnosim el halev. Words that leave the heart have the ability to enter the heart. And that, my friends, is, in a nutshell, the godless, the greatness of the human being, and really the godless of the teacher. There are many people who could speak, right? We all could speak. And there are many people who aren't afraid of, you know, speaking in front of a crowd and can get up there and talk. But the ability to impact, whether it's in a public setting or even a private setting, the ability to speak in a way that's going to be impactful, that the person listening to you becomes emotionally moved. They're brought to tears. They're brought to laughter. They're filled with emotions. They're hanging on your words. That's the idea of Lamor. That's the idea of being a medaber. That's the goal that we need to reach. That our words are really yotzi min alev. They come from our heart. That they'll be able to be nichnosim min alev. And that is the idea, he says in 21. This is the goal. The ganata levincha lemor bevorzas Hashem libetekimim mitzrayim. The goal is that when you teach this child, an old child, the ganata levincha is for all the children, that when you teach the children, you have to teach them in a way of lemor. Shikneh haben adverim mipnimiyot halev. That the child is able to assimilate this as part of who they are, and then they will be able to give it over to others as well. They've owned it. It's become part of them. And this, my friends, it's really the challenge. And that's why it's ad petachlo in the nekeva. A woman is the receiver. You have to be able first to receive yourself in such a way that it's part of you. And then you'll be able to affect others. And my friend, in simple English, I think what the Lekach V'Libuv is saying, or my understanding of the Lekach V'Libuv, is that many parents can sit at a Seder table and, read all of these. The Seder, the Haggadah, has one of the most, I believe it's the number one, Sefer that has commentaries on it. You have a zillion. We can in Ahara have close to 100 Haggadahs in our house. And, you could sit there and make this an intellectual evening of darshening out every single word, every single nusach, v'cholamar be'reza meshubach, and, saying all these words that are, highfalutin and nice to yukim. And if you have people at your table who will appreciate this, and this is what gives them the simcha and the joy, then go ahead. But if sitting at your table is even one person who will not be drawn in by this, then you really have to tailor make your Seder. Yes, you have to speak to, everyone sitting there, and that's why you can't walk into the Seder, my friends, the person leading the Seder, unless you've prepared beforehand. This is like, your model lesson. You work at it very hard before you walk in there, my friends. You have to understand who's sitting in front of you. And whatever you say has to be said with passion. Directed to the person that they're going to want to receive it. Give it over in a beautiful way, in a heartfelt way, that they're going to be able to assimilate it and make it part of them. And my friends, and I think this is crucial, make it relevant to them. Because this is a night about Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is not just telling a story, it's talking about Emunah. The point of the story is to get to the people, including ourselves, to a level of a greater understanding and belief in Hashem. And that has to lead to a level of Hakaras HaTov, gratitude, which then has to lead to a level of Kabbalah Sol Malchut Shamayim, a greater acceptance of Hashem in our lives. That's the goal of the Seder. So if that's the goal, then you have to ask yourself, what am I saying at Seder night that's going to lead me toward that goal? How can I bring the people at the Seder to an understanding that it's going to become part of them, that they're going to become excited about this? And you don't have to be a major educator to do this. You have to be a heartfelt person who really believes this and is able then to give this over. And again, to use a Sfarim like Rabbi Spiro, who now has two, touched by the Seder, touched by our Seder, who has beautiful vorts and beautiful stories, if that's what's going to get them over, Matov Manoim. You know, you take a look at Rav Pinkus, for example. And I think this is a good example, Tiferet Shimshon, in Source 25, where Ha'abo merely Aldoa Katam Bepanim Zoharo, the father turns to his child with a shining face. He says, Yankala, Yankala, right? Talking to this little child, Bo Tishma Sipur. Let me tell you a story. There was a Makat Arov, and there were a lot of lions and bears. And when the lion was running after the Egyptian, you know what the Egyptian did? He locked the door. And you know what the Medrash tells us? What Hashem did? He took this creature that had long arms and went through the top of the house and unlocked the door. And then you know what happened? The lions came in and they trampled on the Mitzri. Now, why do we tell this to this child, right? We don't want them to have, you know, nightmares at night that, you know, this long-armed animal is going to come through their window and open the door. That's not why we're telling them. And again, you have to know the sensitivity of your child. But we're coming to teach them about the renewal of Yiddishkeit. And one of the questions in the Dot in 25 that bothers children as well as adults, Ha'im be'medach pa'lu bari kol lalamim ech ani aseh bracha? Does Hashem really care how I say a bracha, how I daven, how I do mitzvot? If I come to shul 5 minutes late, does it make a difference? So we tell the children the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And we tell the children that if this, why did this lion come to this Mitzri? Because this Mitzri was our Russia. He would beat up on Jews. He would do terrible, terrible things. And Hashem knows what every single person does. And Hashem knows what this Mitzri did. And Hashem's punishing this Mitzri. And you know what? Hashem punishes and Hashem rewards. Because Hashem cares about each and every one of us. And you know what that means, Yankala? That when you say a Moda Ani in the morning, of course Hashem is listening. And He waits all night for your Moda Ani. And Him and all the Molochim are so happy to hear your Moda Ani. Because Hashem cares about each and every one of us. Okay, I don't want to get too carried away here. But that's the point of the night. Again, I maybe over-dramatize this. I love teaching little kids, if you can't tell. I used to teach little kids. I think we're all little kids at heart. But in a way that's going to draw them in and be able to deal with, at the same way, philosophical question. And again, you may want to focus more on the schar than on the onus. You know your children. You know what you want to deal with. But, you know, you have to draw them in. And again, there's nothing wrong to, you know, act out the Esther Makos and have ping pong balls. You know, one year when my kids were little, I hid two masks outside our apartment door. You know, like a lion's mask and a whatever, two animals. And I had prepped a girl beforehand with her friend to have like a coughing fit. I told her I'd give her the sign. And she like started coughing uncontrollably, and her friend, and she said, I have to go out, I don't want to, you know, disturb everybody, and her friend went with her. Like, everyone who didn't know that this was, you know, set up, thought like she was having this terrible coughing attack. And they went outside and put on these masks, and then when I, you know, gave the signal, they came in and attacked my kids. It was very dramatic, and again, you have to know your kids that they're not going to have nightmares at night, feeling they're going to get attacked. That's all fine and good, and that, you know, makes them involved, and makes them, you know, but you can't lose out on the message of the story, too. That the lion and bears attacked only those who were Rishayim. And Hashem knows what each and every one of us does. And that's the message that we have to take away from the Seder. So, my friends, we have, who is the Sheinu Daily Show? Three options. Person doesn't know. Person knows and just, you know, have that, like, chip on their shoulder. Or they're attacking this little child. You have to treat them like the mother that love, bring them in. At petachlo, aluf tetaf, the kach of Torah, bavruchasin. It doesn't matter. This guy doesn't know from A to Z. Understand? At petachlo, the key is make a petach. Make an opening that they're going to want to learn. make an opening that Lemur, they're going to want then to share to others, that they're going to share it to their children. But the key of Lemur is that you have to be passionate about it, that your speech will then go into somebody else. You'll be able to impact that person. And the key of the night is to really prepare beforehand and to tailor make your Seder for the people sitting there that they feel emotionally, Lemur, that they're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the end of the night. Now, our final question on this first level is, who is this Shein Rabbein Yodei Lishol that we answer him the same way as the Rasha? So the Ozar Haggadah brings down in 27, that mitzad tipshuto chotev shavel rasha ko'od et haben, ein haben shoel, ein anu yodim, ma shabalibo, ma yebesofo. The bottom line is, as long as someone doesn't ask, that's probably the most dangerous. You don't know what's inside of them. This person very well may have a lot of issues and may turn out to be a Rasha. We don't know. Right? When a person says something, you know where they're holding. When they don't say anything, to a certain degree, that's even more dangerous. Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov brings down that this is Nitpal Rasha. He's the Dor Sheni of the Rasha. He doesn't even, he's not even as argumentative as, you know, his father, the Rasha. He just sits there, you know, with a grumpy look on his face. But even him, you can't give up. You answer him, not quite as harsh as his father, but you answer him with that same force of, you know, recognize what we're dealing with here, that these are all the miracles that Hashem has done for us. In the Sofrim Haggadah, the Ksav Sofer brings down that why is it the same answer given to the Rasha as Sheinu Yodei Lishol? It's to teach the parents. If you don't teach your children at the stage of Sheinu Yodei Lishol when they're young and they're really a receptive vehicle to listen and to absorb, oy vavoy, you may land up, obviously no guarantees, with a ben who's a Rasha. The prime time to teach is when they're young and they soak it up. Rabbi Masiyahu Salomon in 32 speaks about this. It's important, therefore, to teach a child a bet amuna at a very young age. And he says, because really we all believe. It's the desires of our heart that lead to heresy. Because the younger the child, the less emotional resistance he will have to belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The younger he is, the more natural this belief will be. And once it is deeply ingrained, it will remain with him the rest of his life. If you tell him about Yitzhak, he'll have no problem accepting it because he's too young to want to cast off the obligation of the human being to his creator. The Pasuk says faith was lost, it was eliminated from their mouths. At first glance, the Navi is saying that because faith was lost, no one spoke about it anymore. But the altar of Kelm says it means the exact opposite. Faith was lost because it was eliminated from their mouths. If we don't talk about Emunah, if we don't constantly speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam, faith will eventually be lost. And that's why, you know, in our modern-day world, you know, there's this idea of kochi votzumyoti. This one's doing this, and that one's doing that. And the politics, if someone pulls out a newspaper and tells you about what's happened here, what's happened there, and how this person was successful, and how this politician did this, and what politician did that, try telling them it's all nonsense. Ribbono Shel Olam controls the world. No matter what any one individual does, the only response you'll get is a quizzical look, a shake of the head, and that's at best. But our young children will not react that way. If you sit down with them and speak to them about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the fundamental tenets of our faith, and they see in your face that you are speaking from the heart with full honesty and sincerity, again, that Lemur, they will accept what you say without question. When something good happens to your family, you should speak about how grateful you are to Ribbono Shel Olam for all the good things he does. And for even if he does for us, even if we're not always deserving of his bounty. And the more you speak about Emunah to them, the more it will become an integral part of their lives and their way of thinking. You will create an atmosphere of Emunah in your home, and your children will absorb Emunah with the very air they breathe. And that's what the Ksav Sofer is saying. That Sheinu Yodei Lishol, you give him the same answer as the Rasha, because this is the time to answer him. If you don't answer him now, then oy vavoy, you may land up with, at a later stage, the cynical, sarcastic child, which is going to be much harder, not impossible, much harder to deal with. And that older child who's cynical, etc., again, you have to involve them. You have to try to find the opening that interests them and be able to speak their language. You know, just to share a story from Rabbi Spiro's, this new Haggadah, touched by our Seder. He speaks about a boy who lost a parent and was very despondent. and he wasn't able to focus in school, a young child, and he was just like really totally out of it. And they were trying to raise money for therapy and money to help him, and they went to a certain Rebbe, forgotten who, maybe Alexander Rebbe, I don't remember who, and he said, bring me the boy. And he said to the boy, tell me, it's a little boy, what do you like to do? And the boy was very, you know, reticent. And he says, come on, tell me what you like to do. So he says, I like to play, these boys play with it, where it looks like jacks, it's like chamesh avanim. So the Rebbe said, I thought you liked that. And he went to his drawer, he pulled it out, and he sat on the floor with this boy. And they played this game for like a half hour, 40 minutes, the two of them together. And then he said, you know, my friend, the Rebbe said to the boy, I wish I could play with you longer. I just have to go to school to teach. But I have an idea. Why don't I give you a riddle to bring to your classmates every week, and I'm going to give you prizes for the boys in the class, whoever gets the riddle, and then you're going to come back to me next week, and I'll give you a new riddle and more prizes. And the boy was really excited, and he went, and he told the boys about his new, quote-unquote, friend, this Rebbe, and about the riddle, and all the boys were really into it, and at the end of the week, he gave out prizes, and he went back to the Rebbe, got a new riddle. And over time, he felt much more connected to the boys in the class and you know, just soared. I'm not saying it's a magic answer for everybody, but what it's about is being able to tap into what their koach is, what's special about them, and bring a language of connection. In this case, it was playing jacks with a kid. That was a language of connection, which then you were able to build on. For every child, you have to find their language of connection. I think perhaps on this last level of the pshat, the greatest answer, and quite a number of Haggadahs bring it. I quoted here from Ramat Yisrael, Solomon's Haggadah, Matnat Chaim, Moshe Mordechai Epstein's answer. And it's gewaltig. And it puts the whole Sheinu Yodei Lishaul in perspective. Who's the Sheinu Yodei Lishaul 34? He says, it's this simple person, simple kid, right? 15-year-old, doesn't matter, 18-year-old, 10-year-old, who listens to people who are Rishayim, who are late sunning, who are scoffers, who make fun, and they hear all these heretical things. Sheinu Yodei Lishaul means they don't know how to ask adults, rabbeim, teachers, does this make any sense? Is this right? Is this what it's all about? And they're hearing all of this information, but they don't have any way to process it, any way to put it into a real framework. To those people who you know that they're influenced by those, the Higata tell of Vincha Lemor, you go and initiate and tell this child. I know you may be hanging around with so-and-so, and you may have a lot of questions about what they're saying. Lemor, but I am telling you what to answer. You go tell the Russia. Go tell this scoffer. Why is this verse quoted? And it isn't the same verse as the Russia? Yes! Because this is what the Sheinu Yodei Lishaul tells the Russia. This is the answer that you prime him with. You go back and you tell him, Bavur Tzas Hashem, leave it, say to me, Mitzrayim. Hashem cares about us. Hashem has a reason, has a plan. This is the response that the Sheinu Yodei Lishaul gives to the Russia. And hence, it's the same answer as the Russia. Okay, if that's a level of pshat, the Sheinu Yodei Lishaul could be in our homes, could be on the street, could be in many different places, whether on Seder night or in life. Make for them an opening. Draw them in. Be able to be sensitive and aware for every person where they're at. And the Koach of Torah is an incredible Koach that can draw every person. Shakai, there's enough for everybody and more. If we now take it on the level of drash, on the level of explication, the Sfasemis points out that the four questions are keneged, the four geulos, we'll talk about that soon, and these four questions really reflect four different parts of every person. And then see, Michelle speaks about this at length. I'll just highlight in 37. There's parts of us, right? If you know Lahavdil in therapy, IFS, right? Internal family system. We all have different parts, right? Protector parts, firefighter parts, all different parts of us. And the idea is to be able to integrate all those parts into a self, into a person. So we have a part of us that's a chacham. And the chacham sometimes asks, he says, how come I don't reach dveikus? I'm doing all the mitzvos. Like, why aren't I on the level of a tzaddik like the people around me? The Russia may ask, you know, I fall so many times. How come I don't have the Shmira El Yona? I don't have the protection that other people have. The Tam, which are the same letters as Mate, he has no feelings of Chayas Tekedusha. Totally apathetic, like, ugh, what's this all about? And the Sheino Yodei Elishol is Sagur Umesugar Mochol Sagur. Sheino Yodei Elishol is closed up, you don't even ask. It's not even apathy, it's beyond apathy. It's like this callousness to everything around you. All four are parts of us, and that we need to be aware of these parts of us. Indeed, in the Haggadah Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that who is the Sheino Yodei Elishol? So he says, it seems rather odd that this is the answer given to child 41 who's unable to ask questions. The child presumably knows absolutely nothing about the Exodus, being totally ignorant of its heritage. Why then did the Torah stress for the son the mitzvot of eating three Seder foods and the relevance of the Exodus, rather than recommending a full-fledged description of the events and the importance of the Exodus itself? Ramosha concluded that this son who does not know how to ask is not an ignorant man or an unassimilated, uneducated Jew, as we've suggested are possibilities. Rather, he's a man who is quite familiar with the rituals of Judaism, perform them faithfully. However, he does so out of habit and conditioning. He does not know why the mitzvot are important, nor does he care. He does not lack the intellect to ask, but the interest to ask. For this son, the Torah's response is indeed quite fitting. You open the conversation with him, explain the profound significance of the mitzvot which he regards with such indifference. Let him know that it is in fact because of the mitzvot that Hashem has taken us out of Egypt altogether. On that level, the Sheino Yodei Elishol, my friends, I don't know about you, but sometimes looking in the mirror, where we're like totally disinterested, like, okay, go through the motion, wash our hands, do this, do that, that's us. And in reality, that's what we need to understand. That when we're talking about Arba Banim, Divra Torah, the Torah speaking about four different types of sons, in reality, it could be one person who has four different aspects to them, and different aspects come up at different parts. You know, sometimes we're really religious, sometimes we're really rebellious, sometimes we're apathetic, sometimes we're just, we don't really care, we don't even bother to ask. All of these are parts of us. Having said this, the Belzer Torah, Shvila Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, who's the Rosh Kollel, not the Belzer Rebbe, the Rosh Kollel of Belz, speaks about something very powerful. And he says, we need to understand that these four sons are really four parts of the father, and we know that the children are a continuation and a reflection of who we are. And he notices at the end of 44, whether they get our, you know, DNA, you know, parent is ADD, a child is ADD, a parent is anxious, a child might have anxiety. You know, certain things are genetic. And two, that the child is under the influence of the parent for all these years. They pick up on the vibes of the parent. So we need to understand that the children that are born to us, to a large degree, are, listen closely, a reflection of who we are. And therefore, when we come to the Lel HaSeder and we look around our table at our children, what we're really looking at is a reflection of who we are. And that is why our job as parents is not just to teach the children, but very much to work on oneself, to improve oneself, in order then, even if it's the children are born, it still has an effect. Kids are very affected by their parents, so that is the way you will be the most effective parent to your children. In the language of the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua Mibelz, where he says, the Pasuk says, V'limadetem otam, 47, the asterisk, epineichel medarber bam. And you will teach them, your children, to say. So why do you have otam, them? It's not, and you'll teach your children enough. And otam is read, alavav tuf mem, but written atem, which really means yourself. which means that first and foremost, you have to teach yourself. And through teaching yourself, limanetem atem, through that teaching, you will impact your children. And that is why we say, Bavur v'gadatil avincha b'yom ahu, Haggadah is hamshacha, is to draw. The way to draw a impact on your children is Bavur zeh Hashem libetzeitim Mitzrayim, shemitam zeh motziah Kadosh Baruch Hu ta'av mitumat Mitzrayim b'lo Pesach. Tonight Hashem is impacting this father from the impurity of Egypt in order that he should be able to then impact his children. And that's what the night is about. Bavur zeh Hashem libetzeitim Mitzrayim. The father said, I was taken out tonight. I have to work on my emunah. I have to work on my interest. I have to work on my passion and my enthusiasm. And when the father does that, that's what impacts the children around him. And that's why Chazal tell us that if a person has a child, they ask the manishtana. And if they don't, his wife asks. And let's say he doesn't have anybody. Hushoel la'atzmo. He asks himself. Because he has to be aroused. He has to be ma'orer. The four sons in him. He has to ask in order to be able to respond to within himself to then have an impact on those around him. You know, Rabbi Young, in his Sefer, Apples from the Tree, or along those lines, from England, he speaks about this, and many people say this, but he gives as a great example. He says, let's say a daughter is raised in a home where the mother has an attitude, let's say, about checking vegetables. Who are these crazy people that make up these laws? You mean to tell me that there are little bugs on the vegetables and fruit? You know, you just whisk them a little bit, and then they're going to go. And that's how the child is raised. Is it any wonder that this child may go to school, this little girl, and grow up and be a future mother, and her husband may say to her, did you check? You know, let's say strawberries are a nightmare to check. Romaine lettuce, talking about Pesach with maror coming up. You know how even the packages that say been checked, right, and grown in special ways, when you soak them and you look at them through a light, you will still find bugs on them. You really have to be checked. Romaine lettuce is like a nightmare. So you can't have this callous attitude. There are bugs on it. You don't need a microscope, my friend. You know, eyes, you can see them. But if you're going to give over this attitude, and this is with any mitzvah, it doesn't have to be bugs, it could be with anything, whatever, you know, if you're not bothered by them and it doesn't bug you, then just drop it. But whatever it is, our attitude toward any mitzvah is going to be impacted on the kid. The moment that a mother says to herself out loud, you know, I just went to a class and I heard about checking for vegetables. And I never realized how wrong I've been and how I'm more careful I have to be. You know what, guys? We're going to have a whole new system in the kitchen starting today. You don't have to say a word. You have improved and your children's chinuch will change. And that is what Lel HaSeder is about. It's not only, my friends, and this is a level of drash keneged arbabanim divrei Torah, it's not only about the four sons, it's about the four aspects within us. And the Seder night is a time where we have to invite ourselves, kol dichtzin yeseh v'yecho. It's an invitation to ourselves that we partake of this experience. And this is what we spoke about from the Derech HaMelech. How do you know? U'betaratcha katuv le'mor Shema Yisrael. How are you going to give over the Shema Yisrael? How are you going to give over the Anochi le'mor? When you're able to give it over to somebody else with that passion, with that enthusiasm, with that conviction, it affects you as well. And that is what the night of Seder is about, where of course it's about the Yigadatel Avincha, to tell your children. But don't ever forget the children that are found inside of you. That little child also needs to grow up, also needs to change as well. Our final level, my friends, Derech of Remes, of hinting. Leket Sifte Kodesh, again, Bel's Torah, Ki Arba Kushiot, Hen Keneged Arba Goliot, the four questions, the Manishtana, parallel, the four exiles, the Bavel, Parsamada, Yavan, and the Golos were now Edom, Rome. And Nirmazbahem Arba, Abanim Shadibravahem Torah, and it parallels the four sons. And therefore, we have to understand that each one of the four sons parallels one of the different Gullios that we're in, the Shenor de Elisho parallels the last Gullos, the Gullos of Edom. Here, which I didn't include, he goes through a long explanation of how this is parallel to the question of Manishtana, of why dipping twice. Take a look at the Belzer Haggadah for further understanding. And he says, this is why, Bagaluteinu Haroch Vachrona, the end of 49, Shanachtu Shruimbo, this long galus that we're in now, Lo Yiftia Kodesh Baruch Hu Zman, Yadua Lakeitz V'Siyum HaGalut V'Kitzat Satum V'Chatum. The end is oblivious to us. We don't know when it is. And therefore we can't ask, V'lo Shayach Lishol, it's not like the 70 year that Yirmiyah promised, Almo Eid Zman Agula Klal, Kevan Sholim Dalev Kitzva. We can't give it to a certain time. And that's why our galus, our exile, She'enu Dei Lishol, that we don't know when to ask, when is this galus going to be over. We don't know, we can't ask. Chaino Yelisha, we can't ask when is this galus going to be over. But we need to understand, is in 50, Bavur Zeth, Hashem Libet Tekim Yitzrayim. All that Hashem has done for us in taking us out of Egypt is a preparation for this final time where Hashem will ultimately redeem us. And we have to look at these miracles as preparing us, as a hachana, Bavur Hagula Hatiga. So on one level, this idea of remez, when I look at Shenor de Elisho, I'm really reflecting on the galus situation that we are in. We don't know. We can't ask when is it going to be over. But I have to look at the Pesach story that has to prepare me and excite me and make me believe in the ultimate redemption. On another level of drash, again in the Leket Sifte Kodesh, he brings down ובדרך זה יש לומר, דלפעמים יש עניינים שאדם צריך להתפלל עליהם והוא אינו יודע כלל שצריך להתפלל על זה. Sometimes things happen in our lives that we know we need to daven, but we don't even know what to daven for. Or we know that we're in a difficult situation and you want to daven, but you don't even know what to say, and you don't know how to say this. And you're like, nothing comes out. But you know that Hashem knows all of our needs and all of our wants, and you turn to Hashem and say, you know, hello Hashem, v'lachem v'layla kadosh hazeh, 54, we daven and we turn to Hashem, hello Hashem, yiparech yodeh ma'chaster lanu, man yisarech lanu, you know what we're missing. And therefore Hashem, help us in the areas we need and open up our knowledge to know what to daven for and what to ask for. And v'zehu v'shenu yodeh elisho klomak. At the time of Shenor de Elisho, we're able to turn to Hashem and daven. The whole night of Seder is about davening. And say, Hashem, I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know what to ask for. Shenor de Elisho, I don't know how to ask. I don't know what even where to begin. At Petachlo, Hashem, please open me up that you be able to know and open my heart to know what to daven for and what's important, and be able to grant my mishalos libeinu l'tova and grant what I need for the good. The Sichus Bavrat Hashem Rav Meisel Shem 51 goes through quite a number of examples of where to daven for within the Seder, and in the bracket he brings Shenor de Elisho ad Petachlo as one of these cases. Sharav HaKadosh Rav Moshe Minkovro Tzchuto Yogeinu Lamar. This is a bakasha we turn to Hashem. Hashem, my heart is so closed. Very much like Rav Moshe says, I go through the motions. Please, Hashem, open me up. Make me feel. And these are places where it's appropriate to daven. Let's summarize and let's end with one final idea. Who is this introverted inquirer? So is he really an introverted inquirer? I really should have a question mark. It could be someone who never knows what's going on. It could be somebody who knows and is too shy to ask. Someone who knows and is too angry to ask. Or someone who just pushes doesn't know. A little child. In all cases, our job is to draw them in with love, like the Att, teach them the Torah, being able to teach them the sweetness of Torah, get them involved, make a petach, make an opening, lay more, that then we will respond to them because they're interested in learning, interested in knowing, and that's the goal. And it's similar to the Rasha because if you don't work with a child at a young age, it becomes much harder when they're older. The time that's ripe is really when they're young, or this is the answer you should give somebody who meets people who they don't know how to handle them. You have to be able to give them strength to respond with the correct response. on the level of Drash, we're talking here about four sons within each and every one of us, and that we have to recognize these parts of us, and they come out, you know, the cynical part. Oh, do you really believe that's a halacha? Or, you know, who told you that one? Or the adishut, this apathy that we have. We give over so much to our children. Reflect back on the light, night of Seder. Look at oneself. Limadetem atem. We have to look. Bavur zeus Hashem libet seitim Mitzrayim. Hashem took me out of my meitzarim, my narrow straits. And I have to be honest that every year I need to extricate myself from my limitations that I have. And when I do so, I'm able to expand self and thereby influence my children. On the level of Remez, this is connected to the fourth Golos. We can't ask, we don't know when it's going to be over, but we know that the Haggadah has to prepare us, that in a moment's notice, Keheref Ayin, the Gula can come. And we know it's also a time to daven. Sheinu Deilisho, there are a number of places in the Haggadah, from Meisel springs down, others bring down to daven. This is one of those places. Hashem, we don't know what to ask for. We have so much needs are. We have so much where we think this is right and then really that's right. Hashem, I'm giving it over to you. You're the one who knows best. You're the one who understands. And I'm so close. Please, Hashem, open me up. I'd like to end with one other place of many that I have come across over and over again this year, so I feel motivated to share, because it's not by accident. Somebody has to hear this. Gnendel Krohn, in her book, Sparks of Majesty, brings a gewaldic story where this little boy, Gavriel, 6-7 years old, at the start of the Seder, turns to his parents and says, is it time for Vanitzak? So I says, no, we haven't even started the Seder. After Kiddush, it's time for Vanitzak? No. Beginning of Magi. Okay, is it Vanitzak? Father says to Gavriel, what is this about Vanitzak? Vanitzak al Hashem, we cried out to Hashem, is in the Arami Oved Avit section, right? Seulumad after Vihishamda, which talks about how we cried out to God. Like, why are you so anxious to get to this section? So the child mentions, and I'm not going to go through this story, a story that the Rebbe had told, how this is an appropriate place, the after Rav had told somebody who was in trouble to daven for Hatzlacha, to daven for success, to daven for Yeshua, for salvation, and that this is something for each and every one of us who's in a difficult state, that at this point of a Nitzak, and we cry out to Hashem, that we all can daven. And the father then, when they got to Vanitzak, said to Gavriel, okay, now's the time. His mother was very sick and was diagnosed with a very severe illness. And Gavriel started crying, you know, I need my mother, I need to have an ima, on and on. And the end of the story is she recovered almost miraculously and fully recuperated. And she acknowledges that koach of Vanitzak. The interesting thing is, Rav Biederman in his Haggadah quotes quite a number of stories in his footnotes on people who've cried out, people who didn't have children, people with different problems, who cried out on Vanitzak and were redeemed. I give no money back guarantees, my friend, but I just want us to be aware to find that in our Seder as well, in the Arami Oved Avi section, Vanitzak El Hashem, and we cried out to God. Gadi Pollack has a big picture in that page. And to stop in our Seder, and to think, what are things that as a family, as individuals may have, what do we need to cry out really in a very emistic, emotional way? What do we need to cry out for Hashem? And allow that time for people to express themselves as well, Sheinu Deilei Shel, that we turn to Hashem, we don't know what to ask, please help us. And we use this night of Pesach, which is a night of connection, a night of closeness, and we tell the people around us, Hashem is close to us at all times, but Seder night, Hashem in Pamalya Shamala, and the entourage of above comes down to our Seder, He is so close to us. Let's open our hearts to feel that closeness, and let's use this opportunity to dive into the best of our ability. And may all of our tefillos be answered Latova, and when we be able to be successful in teaching all the different types of children and all the different parts of self, to be able to have this level of love and dveikus and clinging and closeness to Ribono Shel Olam, and in that chus, we will merit the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. Chag Kasher v'sameach.